let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Life can be challenging enough, but figuring out your finances is a beast. Some of us, well, we're just not prepared for, especially if you have no idea where to start. Well, the new self-help book, How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle by Danielle Copeland is a beginner's guide on how to clear debt. In her case, as a single parent, but she says anyone can use this simple method to get your finances in order and maintain their money. Danielle is an up-and-coming life strategist who founded Lit Strategy, L-I-T, in May 2018 in order to spread positivity to the masses. A full-time working mom who was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, completed her undergraduate degree at the University of Missouri. A life strategist, Danielle has spoken to hundreds of people about how to bring out their joy and passion through living a life of purpose. There were speeches, videos, positive affirmations, promoting positivity one smile at a time with Lit Strategy has helped Danielle to grow her following on social media. Danielle has proven herself to be a phenomenal woman on a mission to spread positivity to everyone. And Danielle Copeland, author of How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle, joins us on This Week in America. Danielle, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here with you today.
And I am glad you're going to be spending some time with us to give us some lessons because you've been there. So often we get lessons from people that haven't experienced what real life people have. You have, and you're sharing that. Talk about this process where you decided, I'm going to write a book about finances. How did this whole process come about?
Honestly, it started at the top of the pandemic. So like this time last year,
yes.
I had been already working on my finances, but now I'm at home. I was breastfeeding my son. He was about 5 or 6 months. My daughter was in third grade, and she's virtual for the first time. So I had nothing but time but to take care of my kids and work on how I was going to take care of them. I've always wanted to be an author, and I said, why not go for it? I said, you have nothing but time on your hand now. Go ahead and make it happen. Finances for me has been a struggle. I can't lie about that. But with me writing out what my struggles were, I felt like, okay, I've overcome these things. I just want to help other single parents and, like I said, anybody to get started with the process. We always have so many things going on in life, and it's like you don't know where to start. You got to figure out what's a priority and what's not. And when you have a lot of things that are priority, i.e. kids and finances and, you know, bills and all those things,
exactly.
It's like,
yes.
I need help.
Well, you're able to help other people. In going through that process, what was it like for you? Was it difficult writing the book and sharing your story and reliving some of where you were before you finally got a hold of finances? How difficult was writing this book?
Writing the book was actually very simple because I was already going through the process. I had already gotten a planner and started planning out my things for the year and seeing where I wanted my money to go, what debt I was going to work on, and those kind of things. So it was easy. I was already doing it. Like, literally step by step, what I wrote is what I was already doing. The only hard part of the process was, okay, I wrote a book, now what?
Exactly. That's the creative part. And now it's the business part. You've got to figure out, okay, how do I get this out there so people will get the copy of the book and will learn from it?
Exactly.
The book is How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K. Danielle Copeland is our guest and the author. Book available at writersrepublic.com, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the show and link onto it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were doing this book, talk about the inspiration behind this. As you were going through step by step, what was that like and what message were it? I mentioned in the beginning, positivity is a major message you had. Is that basically in the back of your mind, I need to help people through this, but you can get very discouraged, you can get frustrated, you can get depressed. I need to keep them positive as they go through this process.
Definitely. I've always been known to live my life in a positive manner. Anybody that knows me and meets me, you're greeted with a smile no matter what. Like you would never know that I've struggled with absolutely anything because my smile is the first thing you see, and you're like, "Hey, I want to know her. I want to talk to her." So the positive aspect was definitely something that I wanted to convey to people because we do struggle and we do have our issues, and it's like you always got to take things one step at a time. And in my book, I go through those steps to say, here's the first step that I did. Here's the second step that I did. I did four steps. And just to kind of give people that insight into my life, because my story is only my story, and I can only tell you about what I've been through. But your story is yours. And I just want people to see that no matter what you go through, there is a way out, and it will be okay. But you got to be able to work with what you have to get to where you're trying to go.
And that's so important. So often we think when things get better, I'll work on this problem. You worked on the problem and didn't have a whole lot to work with, did you? I mean, the title of the book, How to Clear Debt Making Less Than 40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle, you're really limited from a financial standpoint. And you were struggling in two jobs. You've got a college education, but you're struggling like so many people. Where did the idea for the title come from, first of all? Because that really grabs your attention, the title and the subtitle.
It does, and it's exactly what you said. I do have a college degree. I've had two and three jobs at one time and still struggling. But the thing for me that I had to do was focus. I had to gain the focus as a single parent to say, Danielle, what exactly are your struggles? What exactly are you trying to do, and where are you trying to get to? I'm in my mid-30s now, and I don't want anybody in my family, like younger family members coming up or even my kids, to have to deal with the same things I'm dealing with now. I dealt with credit card debt. I dealt with bankruptcy. I dealt with paying two car notes at one time, and at one point not knowing, okay, can I put gas in my car or can I feed my family? Or, can I pay the electric bill or can I pay the rent? So when you're limited like that, you really gotta see where your money's going and what you're doing. And that's literally what I did. I had the opportunity to laser focus in on what money I was bringing in and where it was actually going. And that was the best thing for me to be able to do. And now I don't have to worry about those things anymore. I'm living a much better life, and there's no more struggle. It's just more happiness.
Well, yes, and it sounds like it. Most people would go, boy, if you're early 20s and struggling and trying to pay off all of this debt and making less than 40K a year with all you've got going, this is going to take 20, 30 years. You mentioned you're still a young woman and you have this behind you. I know part of the lit strategy, have patience with yourself. Talk about the importance of that, because it would be pretty easy to get down on yourself because you're not making progress trying to get out of debt like you'd hoped that you would be able to. So how important is patience in this process?
Patience is the most important thing, and a lot of people actually struggle with it. I feel like when you have kids, you learn patience. So if you don't have kids, it's like a thousand more times harder to do.
Yes.
But I've definitely, I'm not claiming to be debt free. I am still working. I am still grinding. But over the past, I want to say 2 or 3 years, that has definitely been my focus. And life is going to throw you setbacks. But me learning to have that patience with myself, not to get down on myself just because I didn't complete a goal. Honestly, I feel like in 2020, we set out to have all these goals, and then 2020 ended, and half of us probably didn't finish them. Want to know why? Because the world was crashing.
Exactly.
And it's like, what can you do? You have to go with what you have and just light that fire inside of yourself to say, I can do this, and this is what I can do. And we have to learn to focus on ourselves a little bit more, other than other people. So that's kind of where my patience comes from. Like, I can only focus on what I can do versus what everyone else around me is doing because my situation is not theirs.
You know, it's interesting. Another part of the lit strategy is adjust, adapt, and accept. And boy, if we could tie that in a ribbon and put 2020 on that, couldn't we? I mean, that sort of sums up last year. How difficult was it for you last year to get through the year with all of the uncertainty out there, knowing you're on the path you want to be on, but boy, you could get derailed real easily.
Yeah, it was a struggle. I think for me also, like I said, I was breastfeeding my son. My children are 9 years apart. So here I am, a new mom all over again, and I'm breastfeeding for the first time. And I started a new job. Actually, in January 2020, I didn't have a job. I just lost the job I had at the end of the previous year. So I started the year out without a job. And then I started my new job in February. So I'm at a new job. Then the pandemic hits. I get sent home to work. I've never worked from home a day in my life. And currently, as we speak today, I'm still working from home.
Many people are, yes.
It has been a lot. It has been a lot. So for me is I've talked to my therapist. I have a huge support from friends and family. So I've been blessed and grateful to have all these amazing people in my life. So I just talk and get it out. I write things down. I have a journal. Just my way of kind of just letting out my feelings and just to not get down on myself because I have two little people that need me. I also have my mom. She, needs me as well to give her that energy so that she can keep going. I have lots of family members that look to me to be the bubbly and excited person that I am. And that's my goal. Like, you can do this. And if I'm not happy and excited, then they're like, wait a minute, world stop. Danielle's got something going
Well,
on.
you
So
turn things
just
around.
having that support is huge.
Yes, and you turn things around dramatically. Danielle Copeland is our guest on the program. The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Book at writersrepublic.com, all the usual places there as well. We'll have links on our website for that. In the book, you describe yourself as the payday loan queen. You had a couple of car payments out there at one time. You took a car you really probably shouldn't have, but you needed the car. Talk about that because people, for example, they get caught up in the payday loan and they think there's no way out of that. How difficult was it for you to break out of that cycle? Because once you get in, it's pretty easy to keep sort of refinancing and keep borrowing.
It is. And the thing is, I had to learn to where my money was going. I'm not one of those people, I'm not a shopper. So that's not where my money was going. Like, I'm not living outside of my means at all. But when you have all these little bills, like doctor bills and, things like that, things that aren't even on your credit, but it's a bill. So you're still trying to pay all these
Yes.
things down and get through all of this. It's like, where is your money going? And I kept overexerting myself. I would tell one company, oh, I can do this. And I really wasn't able to do that. So I had to negotiate. So I had to learn to negotiate with these companies, like, this is what I have. And thankfully, I learned that if you just talk to them and let them know, they'll accept what you can do. They just want something. It doesn't have to be extravagant like I thought. And I just wanted to pay it down faster, and it still wasn't working.
Well, yes, and this is so valuable to people out there because you go through that and it's like, I don't know how to get out of this. And all of what you went through made you not only a good author because the book is doing quite well, receiving excellent reviews because you're helping people, but helped you. It got you out of payday loans. And you talk about that first car you went in, you basically took anything they said you, this is what you qualify for. You sign it, you drive it out of there. You were a better consumer than after that, weren't you? Because you were making some demands on what you wanted.
I definitely did. And to be honest, I actually just got a new car December 31st.
Fantastic.
And I went in, thank you so much. And so I went in with my negotiating skills. I need gap insurance. I needed, all these things included. I want this rate. What do I need to do to get this rate? Do you include this in the contract? I was on it and it worked out in my favor. And honestly, I think this is the best car deal I've ever been in my whole life.
Well, it sounds like it, and that's so great. And you mentioned gap insurance. That's one of those things that people look at and go, I don't even know what that means. Well, what you had a car, you wrecked it, you were still paying on a car. I think it was like $12,000 on a car you didn't even have anymore, and you needed to get another car. So, and I say all of that because Danielle knows what she's talking about. The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Danielle Copeland is our guest on the program. Take a quick break. Much more to talk about with Danielle, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, talking about Danielle Copeland's book, How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. Danielle, what is the first step for you? What was that first step that you took? Maybe a mindset that you decided, okay, I'm going to get things together. Was it sitting down and figuring out where the money is going? Is that step one for most people?
Pretty much. And then honestly, Rick, I was tired of being broke. I'm sorry. Like, I would spend every dollar paying every bill, and then my account would be sitting at like $5.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, I just got tired of not having money. And it was like, you can get it together. You can do this. So for me, writing it down, and I've always written things down. Literally my whole life is like a big notepad because I write everything down. So when I say everything, everything, I went through every bill, every credit report that was on my credit report, everything. It didn't matter where it came from, how long it lasted. I took whatever came in the mail, put it in a folder, wrote every bit by bit down, and I just got to crunching away at it, crunching away. I picked a few things and said, okay, this is what I'm working on, and this is where I'm going.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned credit reports. So often we're inundated with radio, television ads. The quick way to repair your credit. Is there a quick way to repair the credit? And what's should you use somebody else's advice, pay for it, or can you work out of it yourself?
No, I say do what works for you. A lot of people will pay people because they don't want to do the work, period. You're paying somebody else to do the work that you don't want to do. But honestly, they're still doing work even though you're paying them because they still need you to get the process completed. But I feel like you can save your money and do it yourself because what you're paying them hundreds of dollars to do, you can just sit down and focus and do that on your own and save yourself a couple hundred dollars. I have so many friends that have tax businesses and credit businesses, and no shame to them because I would promote them and put them out there. But I literally just sat down and said, let me pull this report, let me pull this report, and let me sit down and do what I need to do. I even have family members coming to me now like, hey, how'd you do your bankruptcy information? Because I did my bankruptcy on my own. People are asking me, you know, hey, what'd you do? Like, and I'm just telling them, this is all I did. And it's you got to find that time to yourself to take care of it. And it's not a quick fix. It's going to take time because I started this process 3 years ago, and here we are in year four. I want to say it was 21, year four, and I'm still crunching away. But I'm not where I was 3 years ago, I can tell you that.
Well, and that's interesting. And all of the problems, I mean, real life problems that Danielle faced, was able to work out of those to the point now where she's above water, making a few payments, got a brand new car. Everything is going well in her life. The book is How to Clear Debt, Making Less Than $40K as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com. All of the usual places. What financial goals do you have in mind for this year? I'm sure you're still planning and trying to get yourself in an even better position. What are your goals for this year?
This year, I am focusing a lot more on my business. Actually, I want to learn how to build business credit. That's a huge thing for me. I also want to pay off my private student loan. That's the last one that I have from the university. And I know they just gave us the forbearance again. Biden did all the way until September to pay on your student loans, but I'm actually going to start paying on them this year. I took the forbearance last year. I didn't pay anything because I was focused on other things, but definitely going to work on my student loans. And then with me having the new car, I had to refigure my new finances. And so I'm looking to get the car payment lowered.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a huge thing, getting my car payment lowered before the year is over. So probably going to refinance that. Another thing is I'm looking to put more money into my IRA, possibly setting up a custodial account for my children as well. With them being 1 and 10, I think it's time for me to kind of move that direction. And then finally, I've been investing a little bit. So probably in the summer, I'll look more into investing a little bit more. But gonna knock that out.
Who would have thought Danielle, even 8-10 years ago, would be talking about IRA investing, going ahead and making a payment on her student loan, even though she doesn't have to? That's how life is dramatically changed. It changed for you during this period. Boy, time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. What is the most common mistake that you find people make? I mentioned being overwhelmed. Even as I'm looking through, everything in the book, it's like it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed. What's the most common mistake that we make as we're trying to clear debt?
I think the most common mistake is just either living outside of your means or doing things that you know you can't afford. For example, when you get credit cards, why would you go max out a credit card and you know that you can't afford to either make the payment on it or get a car that's out of your price range when you can't afford to do the payments on that, or rent a home when you know that you can't afford to pay the rent? We tend to think this is what I want and I'm going to get it, but you don't think about the process to get it.
Yes.
You got to make sure that it's within your range. So that's what I feel like the thing is that people, tend to make mistakes on. You've got to work with what you have and stop looking at other people. Other people have all these things, but they don't know your story.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And I have a feeling the way you're talking, this is sort of an evolutionary process. It's not like, okay, I've accomplished it, wiped out, life is going on fine. Talk about how life has changed for you, and if you're working on another book, because it sounds like you've got enough information to do part two of this book.
You're exactly right. I'm glad you said evolutionary, because my word, I always took a word for the year. My word this year is evolve, because I feel like I'm definitely an evolved woman. I was able to actually rent my first home in May of last year. I've always been in apartments or a condo or something like that, but I'm in a house, a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath garage with a backyard. That was a huge accomplishment for me last year outside of, becoming a first-time author. But life is great. I mean, I always say that, and I really don't have any complaints. That's another thing I always say. No complaints, only thanks, because it wasn't nothing but God that helped me get to where I'm at. And I definitely have to give all praises to him, because having that focus and being a mom, a single mom at that, and just trying to manage everything, it can be so trying, but you can't let it get you down. You just got to know that you've got more life in you, and you got more that you want to get out of life to get to the, top of the hill.
This is a radio interview. We're doing a video version. We've got Danielle's picture up on the screen for the video. But even on radio, I can see you smiling as we're going through this. And I love it. It's contagious, the enthusiasm you have, what you've been through, where you are today. I mentioned the queen now of social media. You have quite a following. Where can people follow you on what social media platforms?
You can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook at Lift Strategy. You can also check out my website, which is liftstrategy.net. I am posting every day. I do videos pretty much every day. I had to learn that you're not always perfect, so you'll see me in my hoodie because I work from home. Or see me in my headscarf or something. But as long as I'm getting my message out, that's all I care about, because things just come to me, and I feel like if you don't get them out now, when are you going to do it? So just do it. And that's literally what you'll see from me on my social media.
Well, if I see you in a hoodie, it's real life. You share your real life story that's inspirational. The fact that Danielle's home, she's got her kids, she's working from home, she's helping us get through tough patches as well. It makes it all the more authentic. Our guest has been Danielle Copeland. That's Copeland. The book is How to Clear Debt Making Less Than $40,000 as a Single Parent with No Side Hustle. She did. She's sharing the secrets with you in the book. The book's available at writersrepublic.com. You'll find it the usual places where books are sold, and go to our website, all the information there. Danielle, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully you'll do the sequel and we'll be able to talk about it. We'd love to have you back with us on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much, Rick. Hopefully, I've been taking notes for the second book. It's going to be more labeled like how to maintain what you have versus like trying to how to clear debt. So notes are being written. I can't say anything more, but there's something working.
So stay tuned. We'll leave you with those two words with Danielle. Stay tuned. There's more to come. How to clear debt making less than 40K as a single parent with no side hustle. Danielle Copeland, our guest on This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.